am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. So this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. Seven apples in it, yes. As you would say, these 7 secrets: commitment, freedom, awareness, healing, joy, communication, and release, which I'd love to talk about them all. And like you said, I feel as though these secrets, they're really not so secret because we all do know this from deep, deep within, but perhaps most of us just do not consciously give recognition to it, even though our heart or our gut will tell us if we stray from these areas in some way, which mine definitely do. And so you are here helping us remember. And
you know, because most people often forget, or we just haven't uncovered their significance yet. And so we neglect to bring them to light into our lives. So thank you to you and Heather Ash for bringing them to light into our conscious awareness. You're again. Welcome. And I would love to elaborate a little bit about the seven secrets and pieces, if you're okay with that.
Sure.
Awesome. So the first one, commitment. Honestly, I can only imagine commitment might be the most intimidating one, or the hardest one, or the one that makes people just most resistant to getting into relationship. So Why is committing so difficult for our human minds, and how can we fully commit to someone?
Well, that's the thing. The reason why it's so difficult is that at first we think we have to commit to someone, but actually that's just a consequence. I can't give what I do not have. If I have conditional love for myself, then I've got nothing but conditional love to give to everyone, which means because I'm the constant, just like you are the constant in every relationship that you are in. Every person you've ever known, from the moment of your first breath to the moment of your last, everyone will come and go in your life, just like in mine. You are the constant in all of them. So the commitment is not to someone else, it's to yourself. The commitment to yourself, to engage yourself, to know yourself, to heal. One thing I've learned in my life is that we heal with permission. Without that permission, we never heal. So as time progresses, you know, we go into the automatic. We really believe that image of happily ever after, which is just an illusion. It doesn't exist, really. It exists for as long as two people say yes. And as soon as that person changes that yes into a no, it ceases to exist. It's two people. Every relationship exists for as long as two people say yes to one another. That's the truth. Every relationship will end by choice, by life, or by death. If you accept that, just like the same way we accept our mortality, why waste our time worrying about the end? Let's enjoy the time we're both saying yes at the same time, when life is saying yes to us. So the things that gets in the way is, you know, that judge, that victim inside of us, you know, that judge that I use to love myself conditionally. There's the phrase that I love that's called by Eleanor Roosevelt that goes, "No one can make me feel inferior without my consent." Mm-hmm. I love that line. It's a good way to describe not taking things personal. Well, here's the thing. What makes me feel inferior are the things that I agree with. That's how I give it consent, by agreeing with it, by believing it. All the things that says that I'm not worthy of love and I create my list, all that list has power over us. And the way we implement those conditions is by the judge. You see, whenever we judge someone, we're punishing them for agreements they never made, but we're forcing them to make the agreement through the judgment. I love you if. That's what we call domestication, a system of reward and punishment by which we model the behavior of an individual. In order for that system of reward and punishment, you know, because we're emotional beings, if we get the reward, it feels like acceptance, which feels like love. And the punishment feels like rejection and the lack thereof of love. It's what we call conditional love. I love you if you live up to my expectation of love. In fact, the majority of the fights couples have is who's going to domesticate who. Because whoever controls the yes and no of a relationship controls the relationship. And they're trying to domesticate or condition each other to fit the image of what love should be from their point of view of that image of the beautiful princess or the handsome prince or in whatever image that we created about relationships growing up. Becoming aware of that conditional love within us is to become aware that, one, we are the judge in the sense that part of us believes that, and we are also the victim because we gave it permission. We subjugate ourselves with that will. In that imposing and subjugation that we do with one another, instead of seeing each other as equals, as two people who are completely free to go in any direction in life, where we respect each other's yes and no, whoever wants to control the relationship will impose their will upon the other, and whoever believes them subjugates their will because they don't want to take responsibility for their choices. So at that point, that relationship within ourselves is the expression of conditional love. For example, put on the clothes that you know your friends will make fun of you for. Put on the music that you know your friends will make, you know, they'll frown at you. Admit to them that you bought it for someone. And you'll hear domestication all over it. So at that point, the commitment is to oneself. Once we become aware of how we've used our own word to go against us, we begin the process of healing. We begin the process of, I'm going to take care of this individual. Why do I say that? It's because in a relationship, if I believed in conditional love, in those conditions, then I'm going to share that with my beloved. I'm going to force them to live up to that image. And you can say one of the reasons why we have a hard time committing to someone is because we don't like being imposed an ideal that has nothing to do with me. And I don't want to be subjugated by anyone else. And reversely, the same thing. It's a tough thing. But if you begin to have that commitment within yourself and begin the process, you will get your own personal freedom, which is the second secret. Personal freedom, commitment, and freedom go hand in hand, even though the irony is the people ask us, why do we have the two of them before together and commitment before freedom? Well, it's because to have free will, to be able to say yes and no to the things we want to say yes and no to, it starts with respect and to own the consequences of our own choices. No one else is to blame but ourselves for saying yes to that. And with that, you know, to let your beloved be free, for example, the expression, if you love someone, set them free, what that means is to not impose your will upon them and don't try to subjugate them, or vice versa. Don't let them impose their will upon you and don't subjugate yourself to that imposing. To be free is to respect the other individual. For example, your no is just as powerful as your yes. To not be afraid to say no. And if you're afraid to say no, it's because you really don't want to lose something, or you don't want to look bad in someone else's eye. But to respect yourself, no is just as powerful as your yes. And that's what free will is. To say yes to the things you want to say yes to, and no to the things you want to say no to. And with that, like Uncle Ben told Peter Parker, with great power comes great responsibility, which means to honor ourselves, to experience the consequences of our own choices. That's freedom. That's personal freedom. To give that to our beloved is to give it to ourselves first, to know that experience and to become aware of the roots of that conditional love, so which is the third secret. These three secrets, what we call is, we refer to them as the foundational secrets because they're interwoven with one another. I can't give what I do not have. It starts with me. All relationships starts with me. If I have conditional love in my heart, then I've got nothing but conditional love to give. But if I begin to heal that process, if I begin the process of breaking up with my judge, breaking up with my victim, I'm able to fly free and know that, for example, my wife, she's with me because she wants to be with me, not because she signed a document or we both said, I do. She said she's with me because she wants to be with me. And at any given moment, she has all the freedom to change that yes into a no, especially if I ever do something stupid. In the same way, it goes for me. You see, whoever's afraid of losing someone is the person who's going to domesticate the other or subjugate their will. It's when conditional love comes in because I'm afraid to lose. I'm afraid that it's all going to go away. And of course, at that point, commitment is going to be hard. But once you accept the fact, all relationships end in the same way that my life will also end. Why waste my time worrying about a moment that's going to come? I'm going to enjoy the time where we're both saying yes to one another. And that's the commitment. I say yes because I want to. Just like my wife says yes to me as we want to. And we are fortunate that we're both saying yes at the same time. Mind you, I have a list of ex-girlfriends who at one point said yes to me and at one point they said no. And they have all the right. And that's perfect. So these are the three secrets: commitment, secret, and awareness. it's respect for the oneself, which allows me to respect the individual I'm in relationship with.
Yes. And it all begins with ourselves, with our love, unconditional love with ourselves, because then we can allow them to be free.